If you're going to be entering a masquerade at an anime convention, you have the option of doing craftsmanship judging. This is where the judges will look at your costumes up close to see how they are made. If you're doing this for the first time, it can seem overwhelming and a little intimidating. So here's what you can expect when you get your costume judged for craftsmanship. First of all, and this is most important, read the rules. Then read them again. Carefully. The masquerade director puts a lot of work into creating these rules, and it will answer 99% of the questions you may have. It will also explain what division you're in. It's usually novice, intermediate, or journeyman, craftsmanship, or just novice and advanced. It's based on how many awards you've won in the past, so check the rules to see what your division you're in. When your costume will be judged, it depends on the convention. A lot of times it'll be the same day as the masquerade, usually Saturday, or sometimes it's the day before. Again, this will be in the rules, and make sure you show up for your time. You might want to show up a little bit early just in case, but don't be late or you might get disqualified. You want to bring a picture of what you're cosplaying with you. It should be at least one full-length color photo that shows the whole outfit, and if you can, something of the back. The judges, you know, don't know what every costume looks like, and even if it's someone like Naruto or Vash the Stampede that pretty much everybody knows, they're not going to remember everything from memory, like exactly how many buttons are on Vash's coat or anything like that. So it's very important to bring a picture so they know what you're recreating. And it should be an actual picture, not a picture on your laptop or an art book, because they're probably going to hold on to it and don't expect to get the photo back. Now, you're not expected to make every single part of your costume. No one expects you to cobble your shoes or put together your wig yourself, but craftsmanship is about making your costume. So if you bought or commissioned your costume, you will not be eligible for craftsmanship. However, if the person who made it, say it's your friend, if they want to go into judging, they can, as long as they're not part of another group or anything like that. So they can be eligible for the award. Or if it's someone else in your group that made the costume, that's totally fine. Even if you just made one thing, like your jacket or even your prop, bring that in because you could, you know, win an award for that, like, you know, best prop or something like that. So it's a good experience as well. But if they find out that you got something judged that you didn't make yourself, you have run the risk of being disqualified. Now, a good idea of what to do is to make a list of what you made for your costume. I think it's a good idea to start from head to toe, from your wig to your shoes, so you don't forget anything. And some conventions, especially sci-fi conventions and costume conventions, like to see documentation. It's not seen a lot of anime conventions, but it's really cool to see as a judge how you made your costume. Things like sketches, progress pictures, notes, fabric samples, details, things that show the progression of your costume and how you made it. Now the judges will ask you, judges will expect you to do most of the talking, but they'll ask you questions like, you know, which parts are purchased and what did you make from scratch? What was difficult? What did you learn? What are you most proud of? What kind of patterns did you use? Did you make your own? Did you modify store-bought patterns? What kind of fabrics did you use? What kind of stitches did you use? What kind of hand sewing did you use? Finishing? What did you do for your wig? Did you style it, dye it, your makeup? You know, everything like that. They really want to know what you did for your costume. So I brought an example of one I recently made. This is Mio from K-On! From the Don't Say Lazy video in the ending song. It was a simple thing for a gathering, so I just happened to have it on me. So if I were doing craftsmanship judging, this is what I would do. I'd probably start at the top with her hat. So she has a hat that she wears like this. It's just made out of felt. There's a hard layer of felt, and then a soft layer to give it stability, and then the soft felt on top. And just some ribbon, it's felt and hot glue, goes on with the bobby pins. The wig, I bought at Dorothy Wigs in Boston. And then all I did was cut out the side bangs. Other than that, it's just as is. The dress I made using two separate patterns. The top was a new look pattern that had the halter that I needed. I extended the bodice a little bit to make it wider. It was about here. And then the bottom was a Butterick pattern, one of the old 50s styles dresses. And it's gathered all along the bodice here. It's gathered here. And then I added this ruffle, which I just cut out some extra fabric and gathered it. And then I fused the gather here. If you look on the inside, it's serged all up and down here. And it's just hemmed around at the bottom, just a simple stitch at the bottom to hem it. The back, it has a sash and then a bow that ties on. She has a big bow in the back. Underneath, to give it some volume, made a little two-layer petticoat, because in the pictures you see she has three layers underneath. It just goes on with elastic waistband. And then she wears blue tights and has a blue armband. These I purchased from We Love Colors, so I could get them the same color. And the shoes, she has a black pair of heels, rounded toe. And they're supposed to be an ankle strap, but I couldn't find a pair. So what I do is I just put a piece of ribbon that Velcros in the back when I wear them to kind of make up for that. So that's pretty much it. Has a zipper in the back, just a regular center zipper, and this won't stay up. So, I mean, it's a pretty simple costume, so that's all there really is to explain about it. Now, what you want to do when you explain it is don't explain things you did wrong. So, for example, see in the back here, you can't really see it, but my seams don't match up, which made me mad. But I wouldn't say that to a judge. Don't say what you did wrong. Say what you did right. Explain what you liked about your costume. If you needed to make modifications, say the skirt was too short for your liking, or your character has floor-length hair like Ryder from Fate's Day Night, you really only want to deal with like a hip-length wig, you know, you can explain that, but don't explain where you messed up or anything like that. They probably won't notice. And lastly, read the rules. Again, you want to that way you know how things are going to go. But masquerades run differently at each convention, so be sure to read those rules and don't go on past experiences from other conventions.